you asked me, are there male and female Thetans? Well, I'd say they have get into habits. Now, basically, for a male purpose or a dedicated basic purpose of some kind or another that is totally and ferociously male, to suddenly have to execute itself through a female body, we got problems. We got problems, but the fellow will make it somehow or another. You know, the fellow's single area of great skill is being a military officer. Boy, he's good at this. Man, he's been good at this for a long time, you know. And all of a sudden, he's got this damn female body. Now, what's he going to do with that, you know? Of course, they've tried to remedy that lately with the wax, things like this. But still, they wear skirts, you know. They never ascend to the command of battleships and armies and so forth. There's no future in it. It's a rather discouraging look. Or we get some woman who knows very definitely that the right way to run a nation or run a city, somebody with a big basic political purpose of some kind or another, is to be married to the man who runs it. And that is the best way to do it. And all of a sudden, this poor little Thetan picks up the brass ring on the way around and winds up with a male body. Ow. What's she going to do with this damn male body? Well, one of the things to do with it is destroy it. And that usually goes hand in glove with all these switcheroos. The reason I'm talking to you about this at such length is this is the mechanism. This is the mechanism which brings out all the other mechanisms you know about already. Hey, the switch valences and the thises and the that. Well, it's all founded on the mechanism I'm talking to you about right this minute. See? Any other switcheroo from 2 to 3 and clickety-clack is simply carried forward from this other mechanism. And this is the most hidden, buried, confounded mechanism. You'll find this girl will tell you, I have never been a man. In thousands of years, we've been up and down the track and looked everywhere, and I have never been a man. That is it. She's right, but she sure had a lot of male bodies. And reversely, we run into some fellow high on the testosterone level. And we say to this fellow, now let's lower your track. And maybe we spend hours, hundreds of hours, half a dozen intensives, and we still wouldn't smoke out this fact. This person keeps telling us, I have always been a man. There are no female lives anywhere on the track. That is it. That's his reality. And it's true. But he's had an awful lot of female bodies. So that's what this click-click is all about. Now, of course, your male body, as you already know, is at 12,500 ohms. But there's a point halfway between these two ruddy points that when it is exactly and completely maintained, says only one thing. It says a machine. Whir, click. It's a thinkingness machine. The valence of a thinkingness machine. And watch this case, because the case that falls between male and female exactly, and when things flatten or appear to flatten, comes right back to 2.5 on this meter. You're dealing with a thinking machine. You should start asking such questions. When you answer a question, where does the... Where's the answer come from? The person will tell you very glibly, well, right there. Well, how does it come to you? Well, it just, you know, something says it and I repeat it to you. That's a machine. That's a machine or circuit case. And you're auditing a PC who is auditing a machine, or you're auditing a machine who is auditing a PC, and you're not in two-way communication with the PC till you get rid of the machine. Now, the CCHs will blow the machine, particularly 3 and 4. CCH 3 and 4 will blow a machine. Machine can't stand duplication. Only it takes lots of it, and don't stop on the half road.